For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team will wrap up the regular season this weekend. We're joined by Brooklyn Bachman, a junior guard out of Illinois. How badly did you guys need that win last Saturday?
I think it's something that we've been working for 8 or 9 games, and especially going into postseason after these 2 games, I think it was really important for us to just get one, no matter what happens this weekend, just get that momentum going into playoffs.
You guys won in the playoffs last year. Do you guys have a feeling that who cares what happens really this weekend? Obviously, you want to win, but who cares? Anything's possible come Wednesday?
Yeah, anything is possible when it comes to playoffs. I mean, we proved that last year, but I think these 2 teams this weekend are really good, and they're top in our conference. So to beat them this weekend would just give us an extra confidence booster going into playoffs, which I think would help us. But no matter what, I mean, Wednesday's going to come in. Whoever's the best team that night will win. So these games don't matter necessarily, but I think it would just be good for us to get a few wins.
What went right Saturday that didn't go right last Friday?
I think that Saturday it kind of just all came together. Our post dominated both games inside, but especially on Saturday they dominated, and then it allowed us to get our kickout threes. And obviously, I mean, we had 15, so everyone was hitting, everyone was just doing their jobs, and I think everyone was just comfortable during the Minot game, and that's something that we really haven't seen completely in every game, the past 8 or 9 especially.
Okay, how can you be comfortable this weekend?
I think after Saturday, everyone just has a lot more confidence and is a lot more comfortable in their roles. I think that just because we just kept losing and losing, it got kind of hard to get comfortable, just because we didn't know really what was going wrong or what else we needed to do to come away with a victory. And then after that, we could just see that once someone gets rolling, if a few others kind of get feeling it too, then that's all we need.
I'm not specifically talking about last Saturday's win, but if you're going to win one game on a weekend, it's a whole lot better winning on Saturday for that bus ride back, and makes you feel a lot better the next week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that one sticks with you longer, especially if you were to win or lose Saturday. I mean, the bus ride makes it brutal, but I don't know. It was pretty nice having that win and then coming home and just waking up on Sunday, having a text from the coaches, just had a little bit more confidence us, and so that was just nice.
Tomorrow is senior day. What does this group mean to this team?
Senior day is super important this year. I mean, it's the first time that for me personally, we've had someone who I've been with for 3 years here. I've been roommates with E, and she's just great. So it's really I'm special for us to celebrate her tomorrow and get a nice win for her.
Everyone wants to play a ton. Everyone wants to score a bunch of points. That's not really her style. She appears to be a fabulous leader of this team. Mm-hmm. Am I right there?
Yeah, you are. I mean, she's kind of like our silent leader. I mean, she won't scream at you in practice. She won't be the person that's super hyped in your face, but you'll see her on the bench. She's making moves, flexing for everyone, and she's just kind of someone that you can go to and talk to if you're feeling sad or if it's just something personal, and she's just kind of always there, even when you don't really see her first. You're not going to, like you said, she's not always going to have the most points in a game, but she's always there, and she's always making a difference and pushing us in practice, and I think that's really important for us.
Best of luck.
Thank you.